are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with Pete and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Nelson. Yes, you heard it right. Nelson, if you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button and click that little bell so you can get the notifications. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. For those of you there, we kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review. You got a few seconds to do that. And now let me set him up. So if you go back to last week's episode, my co-host Ryan, you know, the person that is normally the namesake on this podcast, we basically upped the ante. He said that if this gentleman here beats him, not only will he be the co-host for the week.
Can you say that again?
If he beat him, that he'll be the co-host for the week, and I upped the ante, obviously, you know, because I had to. I put the opening remarks on the line, and I put the closing remarks. So, without further ado, we have Nelson here with the opening remarks. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very grateful of being here, you know, in this seat, man. No longer call me Nelson. Call me Ryan's replacement.
Oh.
Because that's who I am.
Double R.
But all seriousness, man, you know, it's a pleasure me being here on the show. I follow you guys, not only because I'm in the league, but, you know, the craft, what you and Ryan created is something awesome. It's a great platform. You know, I commend you guys on this, and it's not something easy. The fact that you guys take your time out to do this, man, you know, I got to give you flowers for that to both you guys. Ryan, I have to say he's a man of his word.
He gave you his seat.
He gave me his seat, man. I appreciate that. You know, I can't say nothing bad about the dude, man. I know in our chat room, I call him Arabian, but today he's Mr. Ryan, man. But today you call me Ryan's replacement because that's who I am. It was a tough game. I'm not gonna lie, man. After the first game, I said, "Okay, it's over. I'm done. I'm about to pack my bags, get on the airplane, because there's no hope for me." And then I woke up Tuesday morning. I was like, "Oh wow, okay, this is good." And then on my ride to work, I heard the podcast, and I was like, he really said that. So it has taught me that you shouldn't speak, man. You should, you know, be silent sometimes. Be humble, especially in this league.
What if you have a podcast? How can you be silent?
No, meaning like don't be so confident. You know,
but see, someone like Keith would argue, or like a John would argue, that this is why we get in this.
Don't even bring up Gator John, bro.
You know what? I think there's a lot we can talk about league-wise. Opening remarks. Are you still in your opening remarks?
I'm still in my opening remarks.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm gonna end it with this because I want to jump into the games and all that. This is a serious league, man. This is a serious league, and I'm actually happy that I'm here right now for what I'm about to say. First, I want to, being that Ryan was a man of his word, I think I need to be a man right now. And I need to apologize to the league, because I know in the previous seasons, I wasn't where I should have been at and taking this as serious as all the members in the league. And honestly, I'm going to say this is my first year that I've been doing my homework. Like, I have alarms on my phone. Like, bro.
Like all of us,
Go read up real quick. Go read up real quick, because you know somebody's about to snatch up someone on the waiver.
Facts.
And previous years, I was just going by, you know, NBC Sports.
Let somebody else tell you.
whatever's on TV, you know, I'll see people on TV saying, well, this team's going to win. So because that team's going to win, I was picking that person, not realizing that, yeah, they won. But the team that lost, homeboy that was running back, gave like 40 points.
Yeah. Garbage points.
Seriously. Honestly, fantasy is not a joke, man. It's I know for those who got wives, they see that as like, you know, we're just whatever. But now this is almost a full-time job.
It's a chess match.
Right?
It's like,
it's a chess match.
Especially now with the injury wild card, right? Like now that variable is even more intense now as it was. But I feel like players get hurt a lot more now, right? So what are you going to do to set your lineup up, right? Like that chess match is fun to me.
Let me tell you something, man. You see my team, bro. I've been hit with injuries, but not only me, but I'm only going to talk about me. I'm not going to talk about anyone else's team, because if your team got injuries, I'm applauding that. I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The fact that it's my team, it hurts. but then it makes me do more homework. Like, honestly, I feel like applying for like the Patriots and be like a coach because I'm doing so much scouting.
Oh,
because that's what fantasy is, right? We're scouting players, and then we're gathering information, and we're jumping on that waiver wire. So then when Wednesday comes and you see who you wanted, oh, guess what? Five other people were scouting them. And you're like, oh, man, this hurts. But it's definitely, it made me appreciate this format, this group. Everyone here, you know, from Suicide Squad, yourself, Humble Pie, you know, we got funny names, even who I call Pookie,
my boy.
You know, even Gator John. Like, listen, at the end of the day, man, everyone's putting in the work, and we're seeing it because it's very competitive.
Yeah,
very competitive. So that's why I feel like. The opening remark, I need to apologize for my previous actions.
Wow.
Damn. And really tell people, yo, when you go into a fantasy league, like yes, it's a good time because it allows you to connect with friends, with peers, you know, allows you to like disengage from any stress you have. But honestly, there is some levels of seriousness.
Yeah.
You know, and this is something to appreciate, man. And I'm thankful that I'm in the league. I'm thankful that you guys brought me back because, you know, y'all suspended me. I was out for like 4 years.
You suspended yourself.
No, man, y'all suspended me. And, you know, everyone, I was on the blacklist. No one spoke to me. No one texted me. No one, nothing. There was
that's beyond the league. That's not personal, brother. life just grabs it.
I ain't taking it that personal. I ain't crying right now.
It's all love, my brother.
But you know,
yeah.
This year I really understood this. I'm being honest, man. I know my record might not show it right now, but listen, man, I'm working, man.
This record now versus this record a few years ago is a lot different.
Oh yeah, yeah. A few years ago, I knew it. By like week three, I was like, I ain't winning.
I'm done. and even to like work up, we'll talk about that too later. And even working through the injuries and finding that as a challenge, because, you know, I've faced the injuries, and I can tell you, man, there were moments where I'm like, man, you know what? Screw this, bro. What's the point, man? But then it's like, it's almost like a point of pride. Like I can do this, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of luck required. I will say fantasy does involve some luck, but you make your luck too sometimes. So I appreciate your remarks, man. Thank you. I a little more introspective than I thought. I thought you were going to let us have it.
Ryan showed me something, man. You know, I respect Ryan, man. And he was a man of his word. So, but just, you know, for the remainder of the show, call me Ryan's replacement.
RR, double R. Hey, you earned that, man. So double R, let's go to recap these games. So we're going to start with the Thursday game, which was a massive upset, right? So you got the Ravens that are kind of they're riding high, right? They go to Miami. You think Miami is dead in the water, right? But perfect trap opportunity there. In national TV.
Thursday night. Everybody watching. And they're expecting Miami to lose.
Yeah, I mean, so for the Dolphins to like, and what I noticed and what they were talking about in the game, and it's something to note, right? Like something to track for the rest of the year with Lamar especially, is that the Dolphins were blitzing him a lot.
Yes.
They were bringing the house and it was working.
Well, you got to understand too, man, who's the Dolphins coach.
Flores. You are going to spend this whole episode pointing out the Patriots on every single staff, bro.
I'm just saying, you got to understand who the Dolphins coach is, man. He was a Patriots defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. The dude was trained under Belichick, who's a defensive mastermind. Mm-hmm. You know, he understood, he saw that, listen, we're going to have to attack. Hey, you guys might get tired today, but we're going to step it up. We're going to
attack. I think it was the first time that they had Byron Jones and Howard together healthy for the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking that up. Yeah, it was.
Because I know Jones and Howard both have been dealing with injuries, and one has played and the other one hasn't. Jones hasn't played too much this year. But something to note, are the Dolphins maybe going to push a little bit, push back, right? We're thinking that you see the Dolphins in the schedule for some teams down the road and you think that that's a, you know, an easy one, right?
Yep. Like,
which Dolphins are going to show up? Now, the key thing is Tua, right? It looks like Brissett had some freak injury. It looked like he was done for the year. Tua comes in, and Tua actually has a really good game. Brings some life to that offense.
Finally.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of like Tua's game. I like where it's headed. But
listen, that's the Alabama guy, man. You can't count out Alabama.
Yeah.
It was a weekend of Alabama.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. We're going to move on from this one. The next game that we have here is the Cowboys. They got healthy again after that loss. You know, and Ryan mentioned it on the last episode. He said that we expect the Cowboys to get right on this one. They're not going to get blown out consecutively at home, right?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Especially not by the Falcons.
Jerry Jones going to come downstairs and he's going to let people go.
He's going to fire everybody on the spot.
He's going to take their PlayStations out their locker rooms. He's going to do all that.
The story on this one for the Falcons, at least in fantasy related, is the Cordero Patterson injury. A mild high ankle sprain, they're calling it. So
So I've gotten a lot of ankle sprains as a child, right? And I don't know why, but I've always made it back right away.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, so we've probably had a low ankle sprain, like,
yeah.
I don't know what a high ankle sprain feels like.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, now I'm becoming a doctor. Okay, high ankle sprain,
is that a shin injury or calf or shin? What are we working with
here? For real? But
that's a good question, man.
But you know what I think it is too, is the workload that he's getting, because the dude's performing.
He is.
So it's like, it's making Falcons stink. Like, you guys mentioned it a few weeks ago, like using that new system. I forgot what you said. I guess whoever's watching, just go back to the previous show. You'll see that you and Ryan spoke about it, about using the two running back system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How it keeps the team healthy. And we're seeing that, first of all, the Falcons are desperate. Like, they need something bad.
Yeah, they need a spark.
Yeah, they need a spark, and then here comes Cordell, and he's another Patriot product. And no, I had to say it, bro.
Hey, I will say that the first time he played halfback was with the Patriots, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Gotta look that up.
Doing punt return, bro. He was a beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're desperate, man, and it's. I think a lot of the injuries, if you look at the people who are having a lot of the injuries, it's the workload.
Yeah, yeah. No, something, I guess there'll be a theme as we go through these games too. You'll see a lot of these injuries are workload, and then a lot of calf injuries. So very, very good point. The Cowboys, You know, the run game looks strong. CeeDee Lamb with 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott with 2 touchdowns. Very good game. 43 points, man. That's a really nice bounce back game after everybody was slowly getting off the Cowboys bandwagon. And people are slowly.
I don't buy that game, though, man.
Nah.
Nice.
Is that a mirage? Interesting. Let's move on to the next matchup. The Saints at the Titans. It wasn't enough. They made it a game, 21-23, but the Titans, again, they stay hot. Now 6 in a row. And if you look at those 6 teams that they won against.
Yeah. You also have to mention no Henry.
Yeah, no Henry and no Julio. So you got AP, Dante Foreman, a lot of people call him Donta, bro. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
but that backfield has some talent now, but they're going to have to do the committee approach. They're not going to be able to give it to Henry. So this is on Tannehill. Tannehill and the defense and Vrabel, who the podcast, you know, he's a friend of the pod. We like Vrabel here. Another Bill Belichick disciple. Vrabel is definitely somebody we like here. So it stays hot. You know, Simeon, to be honest, I think he's given them more than we thought, right? 298 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ingram got a lot of work.
Ingram was impressive, man.
Yeah. The Kamara situation there is something to monitor.
Another one workload.
And we were saying on this show that it's better when he doesn't have this workload, right? Because a few years ago when they had Ingram come in the middle of the year when he had suspension, he was getting a lot of work and that wasn't looking good for him. So
I think that's a like you said, man, as we go through these games, you're going to see, you know, you have a star player and the team automatically just looks towards that one person. And I don't know if it's because of contract, they need to have a certain amount of carries every game to get paid a certain amount, hit a bonus or whatever it may be. But in the long run, is it really worth it? You know what I'm saying?
You think that some coaches are doing this because they want a player to get like some performance incentives or like increase their performance? Or do you think these coaches are doing this selfishly because that's the player that provides the most spark per play, right? So I'm just going to milk this for as long as I can get it.
My thing is, if you're going to milk it for as long as you can get it, then you're not thinking of playoffs or winning championships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Also, when you're sitting at the table and giving these guys these contracts and you're telling them, I'm expecting you to perform this way, you should have a physician inside that room as well saying, listen, if he's going to be working this much, it's bound that these injuries are going to happen. You know, with Henry, bro, he started out this year.
You know, it's a different sport, but I'm glad you said something like that because I was a few weeks ago, I think I mentioned a video of, I was talking to Ryan about Devonta Smith from the Eagles.
Yeah.
And he got his degree in sports, like physical sports or whatever the hell they call that major.
Yeah.
Because I think it was, I don't know if it was Rager that was like massaging something on his leg or his, and he was telling him, he's like, yo, if that's a bruise, don't do that. You want to stretch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that. Cause then he said something about your recovery. And then the dude was like, damn, you sound smart as shit. He's like, yeah, I studied this shit. You know what I mean? But the thing that I took from that is, and Ryan actually was the first person to mention it. Obviously, it's his profession, right? Like, that's just, so he flagged it right away. He was like, it's crazy that they let these players, all these physicians on the sidelines, and no one, like, it had to be a player to stop him. So when we're talking about health and you're talking about, you know, people trying to keep people healthy. Now, this is why I bring this part, because are they really trying to keep them healthy? Right? Like,
listen, man, they in the profession of selling tickets.
Right.
You know, when I was younger, one thing one of my coaches told me is defense wins games, offense sells tickets. So if you have someone that's explosive, you're gonna want them to be explosive every weekend, you know.
Like Dante Hall. So I don't know if you remember Dante Hall from the Chiefs. Remember the human joystick?
Yes. Remember?
So you remember when Dante Hall was at his best was when they were doing the random plays that they give him maybe an end around, or it'd be on punt returns and kick returns. But what happened with Dante Hall when he tried to use him in every play? He got burned out.
That's what we're seeing.
I think that's his name,
that's
right?
That's what we're seeing.
That's who I'm talking about, right? Dante Hall or something like that? The Chiefs?
You gonna make me look this up.
Yeah, Dante Hall, yo, number 82. Dude, he was a beast, yo. Bro, but he was 5'8". Like, you know, hey, no disrespect, obviously, but again, touches, you know, could have used a little workload there. But let's move on to the other games. Again, a theme to think about is the workloads that people are getting. We're getting into the grind, the dog months of football. Like, real football is about to come with the cold weather. So something crazy there, but a really good win for the Titans. I think it's always good. The Saints always fight, man. I was saying, man, Sean
Payton, I never count the Saints out.
Yeah, Sean Payton doesn't get enough love, man.
Which I want to note something that said something a few weeks ago that I remember we were on the podcast. I think it was in the beginning, like week two or whenever the Buccaneers played them first, right? Mm-hmm. That they beat them the first game. And I said, I want to quote that. I said, they will not beat them a second time because of Sean Payton. A lot of people maybe said, this dude don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, he's Nelson. You don't know what he's going to say next, right? But what happened? They did it.
Well, regular season, the Saints, they give Tampa problems historically. Well, they give Tom Brady problems.
They give Tom Brady problem. They give Tampa. They give anyone problems.
Yeah.
So it's hard for, you know, you have a name like Tom Brady, you have a team that's loaded like the Buccaneers, mm-hmm. but for them to beat the Saints twice, that's, and even I'm gonna say it now, if they meet in the playoffs,
I don't know if the Saints, man. I don't know if they're gonna be able to keep doing this tightrope thing they're doing with Trevor Siemian, my brother.
I'm not counting out the Saints, bro.
Yo, they had a chance to get Cam Newton, bro. I can't believe they didn't get take a chance on Cam, because he could run that offense. He could do what Taysom Hill does, and he could do it every down without coming out.
You're really gonna say this?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't think he could do what Taysom Hill does and make some throws? Yo.
Bro, Cam Newton needs to focus on wine and his cigars.
Bro, okay, so the test is going to be this week. We're going to talk about that. So let's move on to the next one. The Jaguars and the Colts, a division game. The Jaguars made it a game, but it's 17-23. Yeah. The story is the guy that's solidifying himself as the number one overall fantasy pick next year, right? Taylor? 21 carries, 116 yards, and a touch. Carson Wentz played it safe.
Yeah.
He was just handing the ball off this game.
I know all the people, including myself, that didn't pick up Taylor are kind of upset.
Again, man, that's the problem with fantasy, is because where you draft, it always – there's always a bubble of people that you take. So there's always a margin for error, bro. Like, look at me in the first pick with CMC. That's the pick, right? Like, and even if it was Henry.
Yeah.
Even if it was Kamara. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're dealing with the same.
Those were the top three, right? Top five.
I would say top five. Kamara. Those are three of them were in it. Yeah, so.
Can you see where Taylor was taking it?
Like seventh, I think. Seventh or eighth. So again, and Taylor was in that tier, right? Like, so it, you know, and then, you know, you saw when they were giving Taylor the ball a lot on, I don't know if it was like a Sunday night game, I think against the Jets. At one point, he tweaked his knee.
Yeah.
But it's a really good win. The Colts get themselves back to 500, 3-3 at home. So makes it interesting there in that division. The next game we're going to go to is one that I'm sure that you are eager to speak about. This was last week, the Patriots coming into Cleveland, where everybody thought, man, Cleveland's coming in from a big win. They're about to beat Mac Jones. The Patriots aren't real. We're going to run all over them. And the Patriots actually do the opposite. And they do it without Harris, right? Harris had a concussion.
Yeah, he was out for that game. So then you see Bolden was playing well. You see Stevenson was playing well.
20 carries, 100 yards, and two touchdowns for Stevenson.
But most importantly, again, defense. Patriots defense. And you know what? I think it's something with Bill, because they fired him in the Browns. So every time he plays the Browns, it's like he has something to prove. Like, oh, you let me go, so I'm going to embarrass you. So that was more like, I take it, like, that was a personal game. Similar to like when we play the Jets. You know, we just want to make them look bad every single time possible. But that was a good game, man. I knew they were going to win. I knew the score was going to be high too.
Wait, did you know that they were going to win because you're a Patriots fan, or did you know they were going to win because...
No, I know they were going to win because they were playing Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
They were playing Cleveland. Yeah, all Cleveland right. Got a good defense. They got a good line.
All right, so I went back. When did Belichick get let go by the Browns? Do you know?
It was 96.
Okay.
95.
All right, I'm going to go from 99 on, okay?
When he got let go in 96, right?
Yeah, I can't confirm that, but what I have here are... I'll have the record, the Patriots record since he became coach.
Uh-huh.
I would say I'm going to start from 1999.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So they got 9 wins and 2 losses.
Against the Browns,
and they have including 4 straight.
And the 2 losses, what was the score?
So in 2010, they lost to the Browns 34-14, and in 2000, they lost 19-11. So Tim Couch might have
been Brady. Well, that was that. Yeah, it wasn't Brady. It was
Bledsoe. Hold on, was this the beginning of that year?
Is that 2000 season or two? Yeah, because in that year we won the Super Bowl 2000.
Oh, Bledsoe was the quarterback. So this is before he got hurt.
Was this the game before the Jets?
See if that was the game. I think so, yeah.
That was his last shine. Yeah. See, Belichick was already, you got to go, bro. You're making me look bad.
Yo, okay. So the last time they lost, let's see if Brady was there. Give it a second. Brady was there. But Brady, wait, Hoyer got some reps.
What year was it?
This was 2010. Aaron Hernandez, ooh, with a 2-yard touchdown pass.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. moving on.
Max, we want ratings.
You got anything else to say on the matchup, man? It is.
Nah, man, it is what it is, man. 47-5.
And then, you know, the Bills, the next one is a division game. The Bills, you know, beating the Jets after losing to the Jaguars the week before. So they came back and handled business 45-17.
I didn't want to go back to that Bills against the Jaguars. But I did want to ask you, man, how frustrated were you with that game?
I think that because being that I know that we're a good team, it's like, yeah, those are a gut punch. But we need those because you see a team that expects to win, right? Because teams like the Patriots, they go in their business like they've earned that right. The Bills have not earned that right yet, and they were strutting around like it was. So sometimes you need that to kind of like say, hey, humble yourself.
You think so? You guys haven't earned it yet?
Nah, hell no. What did we win? We went to an AFC championship game. Again, the Bills are always going to be judged on their ability. If they're competing, because of our history, that's always going to be looming over us. So we're always going to be judged against that. Okay. So to me, the only way for us to get over a hump is to win. I don't want to see anything else.
Got you.
They can have fun. But act like you've been there before and act like you have a goal, man. Not to win these regular season games. We need to win a Super Bowl. We need to get over the hump. Nothing much to say, obviously. I think it's good to see as a Bills fan, right? Like, you know, obviously I'm going to say it's good to see the Bills getting there. One thing to know, is this the end of the Mike White dynasty of the era in New York?
Can it be, please?
Yo, bro, you see what happens when you have 1.5 good games in New York?
Oh my God, bro.
He almost had me. He almost had me.
He was looking for him.
He almost had me, bro. Moving on to the next matchup. And this is another interesting one. So the Lions and the Steelers. And when I saw that Big Ben wasn't going to start, I hit up Ryan and I was like, bro, Rudolph could easily be the reason why the Lions win their first game.
Yeah.
Yo, and he tried hard to give it to him, too.
He did. He did, man. That was a little shocking as well. I saw that like last minute.
I mean, what was it though? I mean, I don't mean to disrespect, bro, but Rudolph, have you seen him play, bro? Like, come on, man. That's all smoke and mirrors. Tomlin's out there doing it by himself, man. Yo, he went 30 for 50. He went 30 for 50 for 242 yards.
Wow.
50, bro. But I think personally, the story of the game here is that not only that Rudolph tried hard to give the Lions the game, but it was that Goff tried even harder to give it back to the Steelers. So the story here is that is this our first tie of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. So our first tie where I swore in overtime, I just said enough.
Look, I'm not a fan of the tie system, you know. I think that they should just, if the time runs out, even overtime, just put the field goal people out there, field goal unit.
Nah, bro, you can't. Line. Hell no, you can't have
a line, whoever makes it.
You already have kickers decide, so. Well, how about have them do your two best tacklers or your best ball carrier and your best tackler, and they both, like, you remember back in the day when we used to play football?
The drills?
Yeah, you remember that? What is it called? The Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be some exciting football though. Like,
it would. But I don't like the ties, man. I don't.
What's the answer?
I say put them in the 50-yard line. Kick a field goal. Kick a field goal and you only have four people to block.
You know what I like, the college system, when you get four tries each.
Yeah.
To score.
Yeah.
I think once you move on from the timed first overtime, the next overtime should go to that format.
I agree.
Each team gets four chances to score, right? Like,
you know what you do? You bring your bench unit out. And you make them play the second overtime and then see what happens there.
Yeah, but then if you bring in your bench and they scored, the Jolita is over, bro.
Embarrassment for your team.
Right? Yeah, we got to work that out, Commish. We got to work that out.
Yeah, where you at? You got to do something.
Yo, I tried to get him on, but, you know, everybody said I want to be respectful of Nelson's time. So shout out to the league. Shout out to the league for being stand-up guys. John wanted to try to join. I will want to shout out John because I know he tried the last few days. But scheduling, right? That's what happened. We roll with it. Nothing much else to say on that Lions and Steelers game. I don't even want to. I just know that the Lions win is coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. Dan Campbell is calling the plays. That team is playing for him. Swift is a weapon. They have pieces there. And I believe in Dan Campbell. I believe in that staff. That Lions win is coming. They will not go.
Who do you think is going to be again?
We'll start with the next week's matchup and then we'll look at the schedule. Let's keep moving on from last week. Another upset special, the Buccaneers losing to the Washington football team, 19-29. Heinicke pulls it off. Do you think that this is because Brady didn't have his Gronk, didn't have like...
But he hasn't had Gronk for a few weeks or 80.
But at some point he's going to need it, right? These tight ends aren't really doing it the way Gronk was doing it.
No. Gronk is a special unit. You can't replace him. but I think he has enough weapons to use. I think
they're missing him, especially in the red zone, bro.
Oh, in the red zone, yes. Red zone, Gronk is unstoppable. Just put your whole defense on him because that's where it's going.
You got to account for Gronk, and then now you leave Evans. You got to account for Evans, so now you leave Fournette, right? Like, it's just all people that have nose for the end zone, but they need Gronk to occupy that.
Maybe that was a game for them to try out new plays. They were trying to see what they can do because they know they're going to make it to the playoffs. You know, plays working.
I don't know. It's dangerous, man, with that only one bye week team.
Yeah.
That changes everything. You don't really have games to play with anymore. So it's really good showing for Washington. I think if you're a Washington football team fan, you're like, you got to lose this, bro. We need the draft pick, right? Like, what are we doing here? So this is what Ryan always tells me.
He's like, what y'all doing? I told you the other play.
But Ron Rivera teams are going to play hard. They're going to run the football. Gibson, really nice to see, right? Gibson, everybody was writing him off, like his shin, right, or whatever the hell was wrong. 64 yards, 2 touchdowns. You love to see it. Let's move on to the next matchup. That is the Panthers going to Arizona and beating the Cardinals, led by Colt McCoy. I mean, I think with Kyler Murray, it's a little bit different. But nonetheless, 34-10, Cam Newton, I'm back.
Let me tell you something. I saw something on Twitter that had me dying. And it was Cam Newton standing next to Robbie Anderson. And he said, you know, he was reading his devotional. And he was reading that Moses was in the desert. And he said, where are we today? And then he put on, like, Christian music. I was like, this guy's a fool, bro. This guy's a fool. Like,
yo, could you please educate us and tell us what is he talking about when he says Moses is in the desert?
You gonna make me look it up so you can just hear what he said.
Yo, you know what I'll do? Right after this, I'm gonna find the clip and I'll play it here. I'll put it in there.
Man, God is good. I could tell you that. And it was something about the significance of today. All right. Not only the return, this is the last college game that I played. This was the stadium I played it at. This was the first NFL game I played at. And for me to come back, you know, it was somewhat. Oh yeah, you can't. It's crazy. You know, God works. God working in my life right now, and I ain't hiding away from it. But I tell you this, in this morning's devotion, I was reading about Moses, and God spoke to Moses in the desert. Where we at?
The Red Sea.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's so impactful, right? You know, it's trippy. You got the desert, you got, you know, obviously the Cardinals, you know, speak on the Red Sea. No disrespect to, you know, them, but I'm just floating at an all-time high frequency. It's almost scary. The conversations that I'm having, the people that I'm meeting, the things that I'm able to do, and I can't even take the credit. You know, I don't want to take the credit. I refuse to take the credit. This is all God's work. And, you know, to be able to, you know, come into a situation, and I told Robbie, I was like, Robbie, bring your energy off. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come in today and have the type of game where we just scratching the surface, you know what I'm saying? So it's so many emotions that's going on in my head right now. And I just want to be obedient to Coach Rule. I ain't trying. I'm doing this with Robbie because I don't want to be the last one on the plane.
when you entered the end,
bro, you have to see that clip. He was, and then first of all, Robbie Anderson looked like he don't know what the hell is going.
Yo,
on.
Yo, Robbie Anderson was just smiling, bro.
He was there like, cause he's shorter than him. He's just there looking at him. I'm like, these two, man. But I think Cam, it was a good game for Cam. It was good way to welcome him back. You know, two touchdowns he did, right?
Yeah, one throwing, one rushing.
Yeah. How many yards he had throwing though?
They didn't even bring him in to throw like that, to be honest. They had minimal packages, and they were like the short yard packages and the goal line package. That's it.
I don't think they'll be doing the same this week, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, we will. Interesting.
But, it was good for him. It was good. Yeah. I think it was a booster for his own mental state. Because we all know, man, when you were on a level where he was a few years back, you know, MVP in the Super Bowl, and then you're pretty much being let go by the team that drafted you, going to to the Patriots, which is not an easy place to play at, maintain there, and then this season come, a rookie takes your job.
Yeah.
Like, you can be tough, but honestly, when you in your room by yourself, you're thinking about all that. Like, yo, am I even worth it anymore? Damn. Age kicking in. So it's pretty good for him, for his mental state was good.
Damn, you know, thank you for, you know what? Thank you for bringing the human element to these players. Sometimes we overlook that.
Yeah.
Definitely,
man.
Yeah.
I was upset. I was upset the Arizona lost, though.
But I was telling Ryan, like, let's not be surprised either, because it's Colt McCoy, right? And the Panthers defense is a good defense. That's what I was trying to say. You get what I'm saying? Colt McCoy, you know, he played the Niners and beat the Niners the week before.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you know, division games, anything can happen, but the Panthers are coming in with their good defense, right?
They do have a good defense.
Yeah.
They do. So, and I think Stephon is a huge asset to their defense.
Big time, especially after they lost J.C. Horn. So,
yeah.
We'll see what happens with the Panthers. The next game we have is the Vikings at Chargers, and the Vikings pulled it off. 27-20, Cousins with two touchdowns, 294 yards. Dalvin Cook with 94 yards, Mr. Steady and a touchdown. The story, obviously, well, since I have him in my only league, Justin Jefferson, the coach, the offensive coordinator, said that he wanted to get him more looks. Jefferson wasn't asking for him. 9 catches, 143 yards.
Insane.
I saw a stat that was like the most 20 plus yard receptions in the last 2 years. I think Jefferson is one of them. I think he's either one or two.
I feel like they don't give him a lot of respect.
Yeah, I think, but you know, you play in a run heavy offense. Kirk Cousins is your quarterback, so Kurt is always going to get, like, you know, overlooked.
Correct.
So there's a lot that goes to that. The surprise is that the Chargers, you know, when you feel like the Chargers are, you know, going to show that they're a contender, beat the teams that they're quote unquote supposed to beat, I think this is kind of one of those matchups that you know, Chargers at home.
It reminds me of they are.
Yeah, it's like you still got some growing up to do.
Yeah. It's still a way. They're hype right now. They're a hype team, but yeah, that was a good game, man. It was an exciting game to watch. Cousins, I had him and then I let him go. I don't even know why I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. You get caught up in the move making, man. That's what happens, bro.
That's a product of this league, bro.
Yeah,
this league stresses you out like that.
I get caught. I used to get caught in that. And I still get caught in that sometimes. let's move on. The next one is the Eagles going in and beating the Broncos, who just blew out the Cowboys in Dallas. So, who called the Eagles going and giving it right back to the Broncos? But what Ryan and I have been saying is that beware of those teams that can punch back with the run games.
Yes. Bro, who would have thought Scott was gonna show up?
I didn't. I dropped him.
We're going to talk about that later,
too. I'll tell you why. For me, I always look ahead and I'm like, yo, I'm not going to use him now, right? He's got a tough – Miles Sanders is coming back.
Correct.
So I'm not going to look to next week. I need to focus on this week that I'm in right now, right? And I had a game plan for something else. It didn't work, but, you know.
This is where I mentioned, man, researching and studying is so important when you're doing fantasy. You can't just go by what Yahoo or
ESPN
tells you, projected points, and be like, oh, bro. Yeah. Nah, because you could be losing, but you did your homework. You know the lineup you put together is a winning lineup.
Hell yeah. The Broncos backfield is still looking really good. Jordan Howard, 12 carries, 83 yards.
I think them not having Patrick performing the way he usually does.
Yeah.
Was the factor there, man.
Devontae Smith with two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts with two touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is developing nicely, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
That Alabama, man.
Yeah, that Alabama. Oh, wait. Does Alabama get the credit for Jalen Hurts? Or didn't he go to Oklahoma?
No, Hurts went to Alabama.
Alabama. Who am I thinking
Hurts, Tula, and my boy over in the Patriots.
Oh, Mac Jones.
Yeah, they all were Alabama product, man.
Yeah, but Hurts made his thing at the University of Oklahoma.
But he his final was what? Alabama.
Nah.
No, it wasn't?
Yeah, he got drafted out of Oklahoma.
Ah, okay. No.
Yeah, he transferred.
See, now you corrected me. I didn't know he
transferred. Yeah, he transferred from Alabama to Oklahoma in 20. He played for Alabama 2016 and 2018, and he played for Oklahoma 2019. That's where he got his stats.
So the year Mac Jones won, that all of them were on the team. The following year, Tua transferred.
Okay. Hurts transferred, yeah.
Hurts transferred, okay.
Yeah, and then he promptly put up 32 touchdowns You're right. 20 touchdowns. He had 52 touchdowns that year. Damn, I didn't even notice that. So it's good. The Eagles now 4-6, you know, with a developing quarterback. They just, Dallas Goedert, we're going to speak about that. Dallas Goedert just got a contract extension. They're building pieces, it seems like. So we'll see. The next game is the Seahawks. Russ's return, they get blanked out. A-Rod's return, not quite as sharp as he was looking, right? I'm sure it's not, there's a lot going on there, right? So the human part is something that you can't overlook. Yeah, but 17-0. The Packers are 8-2. That looks really good.
It does.
Dylan, and so Aaron Rodgers, and that's the Aaron Jones is the story here. Aaron Jones with a sprained MCL. So it's going to be AJ Dylan for a while. 21 carries, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns. If you got Dylan,
Don't let go.
You feel good. You feel good, man.
Again, another workload.
Yeah, Aaron Jones. I mean, but Aaron Jones, can you call it workload? I mean, they bring Dylan in. The snap share is what, 65-35 there? Does it mean that Aaron Jones needs to be worked in less?
I'm really feeling that the league is heading that way. Especially in the run game.
Like the Niners, you never know who they're gonna put out there.
You don't. But then if you look at my Patriots, not that I want to keep putting a plug-in on them.
You got to. At this point, this is a New England show.
Yeah, it's been taking over. But it's the same thing, man. They're distributing the ball to everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for longevity, maybe because Belichick knows, you know, I'm only keeping you for 3 years. So I'm not going to give you that contract. So you're going to go somewhere else. So at least you're going to go healthy.
It removes the ego from the intent.
Yeah, but you see that it's preserving the player. Like, give him the workload in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, give the ball to Henry every
time. Oh, that's Sean McVay, who did it the opposite. He blew out Todd Gurley and then didn't have him for the playoffs. If you would have had him for that playoff run, it would have been different.
It's totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Let's move on to the next game. We got the division game Sunday night, Chiefs and Raiders. The Raiders, man, I don't know how it's gonna look the rest of the year. They got to fight. There's a lot of adversity on that team.
They don't have their coach.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, their coach, and then, you know, all the other stuff that followed. It's a lot to come back from, man. So Mahomes with 5 touchdowns, man, 406 yards. Daryl Williams, who looks good receiving and rushing, you know, do we have a running back controversy there? And Kelsey, who got back on his shit, 8 catches, 119 yards.
They woke up.
Yeah, yeah. So which Patriots? You got me talking about the damn Patriots now, bro. which Chiefs team is going to show up for the rest of the year? That's the question, I guess, that we're going to have to observe as these games.
Well, they have a bye week coming up, so. Yeah. So that's going to allow them to rest and continue the momentum.
We'll see. I feel
that they've had a rough few weeks. I honestly think that Patrick's concussion lingered on longer than what they're telling us it did, and he wasn't the same. He was hurt, but I think he's back to his normality, and we're seeing who we know he is.
Yeah.
The bye week that's coming up is going to be extremely helpful for them, and they're going to be lights out, man.
So I mean, lights out. That means you got a bye week for a Patty coming up. Mm, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Don't remind me about that, bro.
We'll talk about that.
speaking about the Raiders before you move on, I think what's the Raiders going to end up, I don't know, but I say in like 7 years, they're going to move from Las Vegas, bro.
They're going to move back to Oakland.
it's not a good thing for that team.
They got way too much money invested there, bro. They're not going for a while.
I know, but it's... They're going to have to come up with a system for those players. Because I honestly feel that after what just happened with Ruggs, man, I think he's not the only one that's out partying on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
Okay, my question is, and I hate to do this, right? But I just think it adds to what you're speaking to. If the Raiders are in Oakland, do you feel like there's a possibility for Ruggs to be in that same situation in Oakland?
No, I don't think so. It's a different atmosphere, man. I've personally never been to Vegas, but I have
with Pooty.
Oh man,
yeah, it's a lot of fun, bro.
Pooty's on another level, man. Pooty. All right, man. We got
all he's saying is Pooty, Pooty, Pooty,
Pooty, Pooty, Pookie, whatever. Like this is, man. I ran into Pooty one time with my wife, and my wife was like, "Yo, he got no filter. He just keeps going and going." So imagine. So let's put Pooty in Oakland. Pooty won't be the same. Yeah. You know. So, but all seriousness, man, I think is they're gonna have to, the commissioner, and the league is gonna come up with a system for those players in Las Vegas, man.
Because I don't know. It's just too much money there. And now that that sports gambling on.
No, system to preserve them, to keep them, you know, not into that limelight so much. Because it's Vegas.
I know, but the same could be said about, come on, it's New York, right? Like, for instance, and New York is a different beast to play in, right? Like, but it's also kind of the same concept, same difference, right? In a way.
Kind of, but Vegas is Vegas, man.
True. But Vegas is only a certain, again, it's very like, it's like this, right? It's like a strip. It's New York, you know, you kind of got the same. I'm just saying, like, I think that grown people, right? Let's find a way to maybe find some mentorship for some of these younger people.
I like that.
Right? Yeah. I think let's do that, right? When we have an opportunity with some of these sage, like, NFL veterans that I know they do the rookie symposium and things like that. They need more of that. They really do. They need more mentorship programs because, you know, a lot of these kids, they're the meal ticket from where they are.
Exactly. And yeah. Ruggs was he had a bright future, man.
Yeah, he did. He did. And it's done, bro. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
No, go to CFL.
Yeah. The next one. The last game we have here, and fitting that it would end on another upset, is the Rams, who were 7-2, losing to the Niners in San Fran. Stafford, probably his worst game of the year. Yeah, the Rams probably worst game of the year, frankly. And that's with OBJ, with Von Miller, you know, a relatively healthy team. So. For the Niners to go in and win 31-10, and they punched them in the mouth from the beginning. Elijah Mitchell with 27 carries, 91 yards.
I think is safe to say, man. Being that it was OBJ's first game, like that interception, you know, he ran the wrong route. It was like he's just trying to get accustomed to the system.
Yeah, he had one or two practices, so yeah. It's tough to like. Say, oh, this is how it's gonna be for them, because OBJ is very talented, and Robert Woods not being there, there's plenty of work for him. Now you do hear from people that are in football circles that play football, that know football, that say that maybe OBJ didn't fit that system as much, but you know, who are we? OBJ knows what the hell he's doing, right?
Yeah, he's a professional. I'm not.
Yeah, let's move on. The next matchup, I mean, let's you know what we're going to do? We're going to move on to the future. We're going to move on now to week 11.
Let's go.
Let's talk about week 11 a little bit. Now, I don't want to spend too much time. What I want to do in scanning these is we like looking at the games that we feel are going to be shockers. Okay, so, you know, we have the Colts Bills, the Ravens Bears, the Lions Browns, the Texans Titans division game, another division game with the Packers and Vikings, the Dolphins and Jets. They got the Miami at 3.5. So the Saints at the Eagles.
Saints at the Eagles. That's going to be a game.
They got Philly at 2.5. So almost a pick 'em. Washington football team at the Panthers, Carolina at 3.5. That seems legit. The 49ers at the Jaguars, they got San Francisco at 6.5. The Bengals at the Raiders, they got the Bengals at, they only got them at a 1-point favorite here. The fact that they got the Bengals at favorite, it's a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em, man. It's one, right? Yeah. Like, Cowboys at Chiefs, that's a really good game in the afternoon slate. Kansas City at 2.5, over under is 56.5 points. Oof, that's going to be a doozy to watch.
Then the Monday night game, did you say that yet?
No. Then we got the other 4 o'clock game as the division game. The Seahawks, okay. So the Seahawks are 3-6, right? They don't know if Kyler Murray is going to play. He's a game time decision. This is a division game, and it's a big game for the Seahawks and Russ. And it's a big game for the Cardinals if they can put the Seahawks away, right?
But is that Seahawks?
It's at the Seahawks, and they got Arizona favored by a point. So it's a pick 'em, right? Another one of these. So how much does Kyler swing that, right? Because if they do announce that Kyler's going to play, does that change that line for you?
If it's a game time decision.
Which it is right now. So but what if Kyler does end up playing?
I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I think with the bye week and everything coming, it's better that he just sits, right?
Yeah, he needs to sit because the person I'm playing this week, they got.
Oh, got it. Monday night, you got Tampa 11. Oh, Tampa at home 11. This is probably going to be without AB. Obviously, AB's still working his way back, but this is probably going to be the healthiest the Bucs are going to be in a little bit.
AB, God bless his soul.
I don't know, man. I don't like that. The Giants defense is.
Don't sleep on the Giants, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the Giants are pretty much in every game they play, right? Like
it's the Giants against Brady. Look at it that way.
Yo, I'm telling you, there was something off about that 11-point line, yo. Something was feeling right. Yo, I think we found it, bro.
Yeah, that's all they need. What?
Everybody found it. Yo. So Brady has lost to the regular season New Orleans Saints this year. That's one of his kryptonites.
Uh-huh.
The Giants. Eli Manning needs to be there, but the Giants are kind of like a kryptonite to Brady in a way. So
yeah, what we need is for the Giants to show the world to not disrespect them. 11 points is almost like saying no one's showing up, and it's just Brady doing what he wants to do down there.
For primetime games, I don't like those lines like that, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, and I'm not the, not to say that Brady's not going to maybe put up a few TDs, right? Like, because
that's. Yeah, because he's coming from a loss, so he's going to do something.
Yeah, but the G-men, man. Saquon Barkley coming back, you know, they're coming off a bye. They're coming off a win, too, right? Against the Raiders. So I don't know if I like that 11. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel.
If we make it a pick 'em, who's going to win, lose? Okay, Buccaneers are going to win.
Yeah,
I don't see 11 points, man.
Yeah, not on Monday night.
No.
Not on Monday night.
Not against the Giants, who knows, all you got to do is knock Brady down a few times.
And they did go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs.
Yeah. So
Daniel Jones, baby. It's like, nah, says no one. It says only Giants fans. Yeah. Danny Dimes, baby. The Bills. Yeah, Bills 7-point favorites against the Colts.
At the Bills.
I don't know about that though, man.
Is it gonna be snowing this weekend?
I don't know, but Spencer Brown, my brother, Spencer Brown's not playing. He's on the COVID list, and that Buffalo Bills offensive line, when he doesn't play, doesn't look the same. I just prove it.
And Knox and Beasley's back this week too.
I don't know about Beasley. I know Knox is back. Knox has been back. He's good. It's just hot. But his Beasley hand just has to get healthier.
Yeah, they need to put him back in the swing of things.
Yeah. They're not going to give him too many throws. If you saw his hand, bro, you would know. You would know. His hand was like, his hand was puffed out, bro, when they showed the picture of his hand. So they say he could play through it and he's going to heal, but it's going to take time and compression and shit like that to really get it.
So he needs to become a running back.
How did you get that from that statement?
Don't throw it to him. I heard him. Just give him the ball nicely, softly, and he'll run.
Oh yeah, like throw it up, like free throw it up. So he could, yeah. The Ravens and Bears, they got Baltimore. So they got the Ravens going to Chicago. They're giving them 6 points.
It's gonna be a close game. It's going to be a close game. Wow. Am I supposed to say how many points?
No, but no, you don't have to. But, I just think it's
not Ryan's replacement. So I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say the Ravens in three, man. I'm going to cut that in half.
Okay. So field goal. Going by field goal. Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a good game. Young quarterbacks, Fields versus Lamar. Let's see where Fields is in his development. That's a good one. Anything else from these matchups, bro, for this? I don't really see anything.
The one game that I think will be the highlight,
mm-hmm.
It will be the must watch. I'm going to say the Dallas at Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fun one. 4 o'clock game.
That should be a Sunday night game, but you know,
I feel like we're still waiting for that Rams Chiefs game from a few years ago. Remember when the Rams Chiefs put up like all these points? I was in Boston when that happened, bro. I remember. I was like, damn, people are enjoying so many points right now. Yeah. So we're still waiting for that game, and I think that this Cowboys Chiefs game. Unless they come out and try to negate each other's offenses by running, which is possible, right?
It all depends on the weather.
Yeah, but if the Cowboys go in there trying to run, that's a good thing. You're going to keep the Chiefs' offense off the field. And they could totally do that. But if they want to make it a Dak against Mahomes thing, that'll be fun to watch, man.
But I'm not even looking at Dak versus Mahomes. I'm looking at Hill versus Diggs. That's gonna be because the Cowboys gonna put him on Hill.
Oh, he gonna get torched,
and it's gonna be fun. Nah, because Diggs, you gotta respect him, man.
Yeah, he could catch him, but he's beatable.
But he's not. He definitely won't play. He won't play him off the line.
Nah.
He's gonna be a few yards back. But it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
that matchup right there is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, Diggs is good, man. He's so good. He just knows where to go. He knows how to go attack the ball. That's what I like about him.
Well, he was originally a wide receiver.
Mm.
He understands the position.
Yeah. He plays like he knows where the formations are going to get cut.
Yeah,
I like it, man. Another, the Steelers and Chargers, they're giving the Chargers 6. The Chargers are home. Herbert needs to bounce back. This looks like Big Ben is going to come back from the COVID list I think he was on.
Sunday night.
Oh man, it's a terrible game to have on Sunday night, but it's, you know, the Steelers. I like Tomlin. I really do like watching him do his thing. Najee Harris,
yeah,
so far rookie year is having a really good year. A lot of usage, but it looks like he's thriving on it. You know, some people like it. No, but that's a slate of games. You got anything else, bro?
Nah, that's unless you want me to talk about my Patriots.
Yeah, you could go ahead before I go to the other side, you know, because, you know, that's lights out. That's fantasy football talk on the other side.
Yeah, so.
He said, so. I'm gonna cut you off.
Patriots, bro. That's all I got to say. Don't count us out. Don't count us out, man. Very slow start. Trying to figure out a routine, a system, and I think we're finally getting it. Now, I'm not saying we'll go to the Super Bowl. I'll feel that we accomplish a lot. We make it to the playoffs, make it to the second round.
It's possible to make it to the playoffs. I think with that team, the defense, the way they're playing.
Make it to the second round. We did well.
You know what it is about the Patriots, and I said this last week. I think you know, while everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel with the offenses and opening them up more, Bill just closes it and just says, we're gonna run it, we're gonna control the clock, we're gonna do all the shit that you say is boring and that you don't like doing. You know what, first and 10, we'll take these 4 yards for the first play. You know, second and 6, okay, we'll take this 5-yard pass. Third and 1, all right, play action. Let me take this 13 yards to my tight end. Like, it's just so methodical and so painful, bro. It's just, it's boring football, bro. Like, no disrespect, but.
No, it is.
What happens is that they stay patient in their approach and the other team starts making mistakes because they get desperate.
That's what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
I feel that their system is, let's wait till they mess up.
Yeah, because we're going to play sound football. Man to man, every single person across all 11 people on the field, they're going to do their assignments and do exactly what they're supposed to do. That's a Bill Belichick team. So, you know, it's good to see Bill shorten the rebuild time, because it looked like, you know, maybe, you know, with young players, new players, you know, you got maybe have to take some time to find a quarterback. Mac Jones, it looks like they found some so far.
He's there. He's there for good, man. There. He is our new Brady. Hopefully we treat him better than what we did to Brady later years. That's just the honest truth, man. They're building the accounting. I just hope that Josh doesn't leave. Because, you know, after this season, a lot of coaches gonna be fired and they're gonna be asking for interviews.
Josh McDaniel.
Yeah, he might get his second chance, man. All right, go ahead. Let's go to the other side.
All right. So this is our lights out portion of our fantasy football league. We've had it for 10 years. Nelson happens to be the person on the drop. If you hear the drop in your ear, it's this guy right here. So we'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. That was quick. See?
That was real fast, bro.
I like that, right? So what I'm going to do per usual, because we want to get through this, is I want to share my screen. I'm going to show last week's matchups. We're just going to do a surface look. And then we're going to look at next week's matchups, look at the standings, and then maybe chat a little bit about the league, and we'll sign off. Oh, your closing remarks, obviously, first, and then we'll sign off. Yes. But this is what we had, man. I had Ricky, and his Thursday night started with – no, who did he have on Thursday? I forgot who he had, but it's always tough playing somebody like Ricky, because I always feel like he'll find somebody out of nowhere that'll score 20 points, bro. Like,
respect Ricky. That's
what you got to follow. Yeah. Ricky. So it's always tough to play somebody like him, man, because you never know what move he's gonna pull that's gonna like work out.
Ricky is a great example of our league, man. Mm-hmm. Right? He was a champion last year. Mm-hmm. This year he's in last place. 3 years straight, he had the last first round draft pick. Mm-hmm. You know, and still, like, 2-8 really doesn't demonstrate the work he's putting in, because he's putting in work, man.
Yeah,
and nice. Gotta respect Ricky, man.
Yeah, I know. And it, you
I'm
know,
only saying that because I've tried to make trades with him, but
oh, so you're trying to but it's gonna be too late by the time this pod comes out, man.
I'm saying I try to make trades with him, and you know, his rebuttal is always good. He's competitive. Even at 2-8, he's like, bro, nah. Like, his vision is, I'm going to mess everybody up.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Hey, embrace the spoiler role. I like that. The next matchup was HHM squeaking it out against the Brady Show. I mean, that show has changed a lot at this point. We're we're in a different studio lot every week, it seems like. So 79 is 75. I said it a few weeks ago. You don't apologize for these wins.
No.
Ever. You take them. And Mike is riding a nice little hot streak. HHM is feeling good right now. And I would too. 7-3, second place.
Yeah, any win against John is a great thing.
Yeah, you hear that, John? The next one is Suicide Squad, which is the number one team in the league, moving the record to 7-3. Beating Risky Business pretty much, you know, puts them even further away from playoff hopes, if not elimination, at 78. So, you know, the Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs stack right there worked again. And then Taylor, you know, he got Taylor. So that's going to do a lot of work for him every week.
No, can I just add that I knew Suicide Squad was going to be good.
Yeah, his team.
When he did that combo in the draft of Allen and then he was able to pick up Diggs, I said, okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah, I told him
exactly
that.
Where you're going. I think everyone's trying to do that. One way or another, try to bring that combo. And now he did his homework, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh Allen, man. Really good fantasy quarterback. Love it. So we'll see, man. It's being first place is a good thing around this time of year. So doing something right. So you got to keep it going. Got to keep it going. The next matchup was Dead Presidents and To Be Damned. And Dead Presidents, 115. Wow. And To Be Damned, 64.
Very humbling to Pookie.
Pooks, man. What's up, bro? What happened?
Pookie, what happened? What were you doing? I think he was in Vegas that day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He could have been lying up. He probably was.
That'll do it, bro. But 6-4 records for each of them. TBD stays at 4, which, you know, is still, you know, at this time of year, even though is kind of like 2 or 3 games to separate a few teams, right? Still, you want to be there in that spot. If not, so
this is something to credit what the original co-host, whom I replaced for this week, mentions every so often, and even last year, how points matters.
Yeah,
sometimes you get the wins, but listen, right here we see that Pookie, they both got the same record, but Pookie's in fourth. And you see how bad he lost this game, but previous games. It's all about points, man.
Yeah.
But you start seeing in the stretch how much points you get, how much points you have can really place you in a good position, man.
Can't waste those opportunities. Yeah, no. You have to put up as much as possible. Again, very important. Another thing to really segue into this is that the biggest blowout was this game. Dead Presidents blew out Pootie. I think we've all been there. So that's not even like something to brag about at this point.
Because of blowouts is the reason why I'm sitting here. You know, the prior week I only scored 45.
Yo.
And you know, the co-host had a lot to say. And, you know, he said a lot.
And here you are.
Here I am. Oh, let's go to the next game. What's the next game?
Yeah, so the next game is yours. Yours and long shot. 103-94. The story here was, I believe, the Monday night is where
Monday night
changed.
Yeah.
Monday night. What was it? He was up and you had.
He wasn't up by a lot.
Oh, Patty Mahomes. No, yeah, no. Patty Mahomes was Sunday night. Wait. But
it wasn't a Monday night game.
It was the Sunday night.
Sunday night game. So in that game, Patty woke up.
Yeah, 46 points, bro.
5 touchdowns.
So you got 3 points from the Buffalo contingent.
Bro, Beasley gave me 1 point, man. Knox first game back. Okay, you know, Beasley, I was hoping for him to give me a little more. But, look, Scott. We were just talking about Scott. You know, he stepped up, man. And he's not really one that many look at because they're dividing with their running backs over there. He's more like
the that's what it was. It was Tyreek Hill against Patty Mahomes.
So I was throwing to Hills.
And Tyreek Hill was keeping pace.
Yep. He was, man. It was going
Mahomes
back
on the team. Threw that long pass to Daryl Williams in the end zone that it was like a random ass. And I was like, "How? What the hell?" So after that, it was like,
I'm pretty sure Ryan like threw his water in the air and walked out the room and was like, great.
It sucks losing on Monday night, man. I've been there so many times. I can't even. The last game, but GG's to you, my brother. Very nice win. And I forgot to say GG's, Ricky, Sully. GG's, my brother. Always like playing you, man. You already know the vibes. The last game is no struggles. Squeaking it out with 84 wins, you dirty dog. 84 wins. Do you feel dirty after that win? That's my question.
That hurt. That hurts.
Yo, and then Forrest.
That close. Hurt. It was pretty much the same as HHM and the Brady Show.
Four points. Yeah.
To lose like that, but we're talking about this game to Forrest and no struggles. I really don't care about John. Just needs to lose.
Let's move on to the next week's matchups real quick. Actually, there's already results there, so we kind of don't want to touch that, to be honest. What we do want to do is we want to look at the standings now, and there's a lot to see here. If you look at the first place team and the sixth place team, that's the playoff picture right now.
Correct.
They're separated by what, two games?
Yeah, but this is where our league, like my opening statement, the respect that you gotta have for our league, right? You have first through six, and the person who are in fourth and fifth, they're really fighting to keep their spot. Because if you look at the person that's in seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th, look at how many points they have.
On that ass.
Bro, a lot more than fourth and fifth. So if these dudes lose, this changes everything.
There's a like, whole real quick. Gang. Two There's weeks. A whole gang of people ready.
Seriously. We're all at the door like, let me in. I'm outside.
Let me in.
You know, like, yo, but it just shows you, man, that everyone is putting in the work. No, it's not lopsided. It's not like, oh my God, this person is just in 11th place every year. You know, nah, like you have 11th and 12th, they're at 9. Well, yeah, they're a little low. But still, if you go against their opponents and stuff, they've been putting up a lineup. Like everyone is going at it with exception of I guess you'll edit that out. But anyhow.
Yeah, I got you.
It's something to look at, man. It's something to keep in mind. Like, we ain't playing, man.
Yeah, I love it. I think the points against, I always like when I'm facing somebody, I like seeing what their points against is to see like what their hard luck has been throughout the course of the season, and also what the points for have been, just to see on a good day what I could get, on a bad day what the floor could be, right? And just say, all right, because sometimes it makes me like not try to go too crazy with my moves when I can set an expectation. Like, okay, I feel like this is a good floor. I don't have to go crazy this week.
Yeah, but man, it's looking real good, bro. It's
looking real interesting, my people. I was looking and it's what, like 5 more weeks until the playoffs?
And there's some players coming back, man. Especially, I don't want to say it because me and you are practically tied, but your team is looking good, man.
And what, my team?
Your team, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
It's looking good. Health is coming back in. And,
yeah. When I lost CMC, I was telling Ryan, I tell Ryan when we're watching the games, because CMC is healthy now, so I'm not used to having him on my team and me being able to enjoy his productivity. So I'm still coming around to his game because I'm a little jaded. But the fact that I lost him early, I was like, fuck, dude, it's over for me. it's over for me. But, you know, to see that Henry's hurt and now, you know, Kamara's a little banged up and, you know, now CMC hopefully is healthy. It's like,
I would have rather Henry hurt in the beginning than now.
Right. Right
now I'm biting nails every week, bro. Every week I'm biting nails. And
it's hard to try to make it work, right? Like with Henry, you have your safety net where you know Henry's going to give you your 15, 20 points. I don't have to struggle for that.
Yeah. And then the thing is, you know, you look at Henry's backup, so it's not even like.
No, they got three people doing one person's job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our league is looking very, the way it's set up right now, you know, those who are in the playoffs, I think in 3 weeks is going to be a whole different crew.
You think so? My question is, do you think that? Let's see. How should I frame this question? So
frame it right, because you learned that when you come back, you end up losing.
What? I guess what I was trying to say is, where do you see this alignment in 3 weeks? What do you see changing from this picture in 3 weeks?
I am going to say,
you know, considering that HHM has a 5-game win streak, right? Considering the Suicide Squad's riding a nice little wave too, three straight games, you know, no struggles, bouncing back, getting himself in the winning ways, two straight. So, like, those guys are at the top. Those guys are sitting with 7-3 records. Like, does that continue for them, or do the little guys start making a little bit more noise, or do the middle guys maybe make their way to the top? That's kind of what do you see?
I see a drop from the middle, but also a rise.
Ooh, I love that. That's like a poem, bro. We need to, like, I see a drop from the middle, but I also see a rise, my brothers. I see it.
I'm not going to say who, but between, but then if I say the numbers, then I'm saying who.
Tell it to me offline.
Offline, all right.
And then if y'all want, on the comment section below, let us know who you think is, or how you think this is just going to change. Yeah. And who are you rooting for? Comment section below, let us know. You know, I'm just rooting for Humble Pie, whether it's warm, cold, just rooting for.
I don't even have a name no more. I'm just the line.
You're just going through the motions.
I'm just going through, man. I'm a sign. I'm like Prince. I'm a sign.
The artist formerly known as.
As your grandma's BFF, your grandma's attorney, all of them. Honestly, I see that middle, man. That middle section is one to look at between fourth and sixth, right?
That's kind of our only hope.
That's our only hope, but I see changes there. So from there, I feel that someone's going to rise up to third place and possible second place. But also, I see one of those three not being in that position.
Which one is it? One is it going to be? Thank you so much. Yo, I'm going to give you the floor for your closing remarks. Go ahead, take it away.
Yo, so for my closing remarks, man, it's getting real out there. It's getting real. This might be sidetracked, but given what's going on in this nation, things that are happening, let's just be wise, man. Mm-hmm. Let's be wise while we're out there. You know, we're all brothers. Mm-hmm. We're all here. We should help out one another. Mm-hmm. Here in fantasy world where we at, you know, we clown around a lot, but one thing I can say is that we all respect each other and we all love each other and we're here for one another. Those who are watching, you don't know what your neighbor's going through. Listen, man, before you react, just ask yourself, is it that serious? So those are my closing remarks, man. Peace and love to everyone, bro.
Damn. And
I hope everyone in the league, in our fantasy league, who's in front of me loses so I can rise. I don't know, do I play you in like 2 weeks, right?
I don't think we play each other again.
No? Okay, good. So
that's out of the way. That's why we get on the show. Be so cool, bro.
this week, you know, my opponent, I hope you lose. But if you win, flowers to you. But
are you gonna give up? Are you gonna give up Ryan's co-host spot? If
man,
this week, are you putting that up? Are you putting that up, or are you gonna let Ryan come back next week?
Nah, man, Ryan, this is your spot, bro.
Who you playing this week? You're not gonna put that up against.
You know what? If Pudi, okay,
you're not gonna put it up against Pudi.
Pookie. I don't call him Pudi because I'm playing him. Pookie.
Pookie.
If you beat me next week, this week, by more than 30 points, Ryan cannot come back to this show because you will be the next co-host.
Oh, he giving it away. He giving away the co-host. Ryan, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Like... He didn't only just come and sit in your seat. He like he like put your robe on. He like put the shoes on.
Or here goes another challenge, man. Whoever wins by more than 30 points this week should be the next co-host.
Yeah, but then it'll,
or
be,
join.
It'll
join.
Be like Will, and Will won't join. Oh.
You edit that out.
Hey, appreciate you joining, man. It's always fun having you here. You're my guy, man. You're a friend of the pod, one of the big pieces of this. You're a lightning rod in this league. You're like stirring the pot a little bit. I like that, man.
Yeah. This season I've been quiet.
Yeah. You've been calculated quiet, I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I am.
No, but thank you for the tidbits you brought today. I had a lot of fun with you, my brother. Join us again before the year's over, okay? Make sure.
I will. I got one more thing to say.
Go for it.
Gator John is the worst
trade negotiator
on the face of this earth.
I knew that was coming.
Face of this earth, he is the worst. Gator John, that's what I call him. Some people call him what? The Brady Show? I don't care what they call him. He is the worst.
His show
if
is
he looking... pops up in your DM, delete it. Don't even entertain it. Just delete it.
Hmm. He goes by JC in the chat. If you see his, if you see JC, just ignore it.
It's during football
season. It's a scam. Delete it. Yeah,
it's a scam. Delete. Don't even answer. Don't nothing. He is the worst. During football season, he's the worst. Outside of it, that's my dude, 100.
Facts. He's a good dude, though. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
I did want to mention that the music in the background, per usual, it is produced by Infamy, one of the dope up-and-coming producers. I have to mention that. Make sure you go check his music out. It's www.infamysounds.com. Really dope sounds. Just check this shit out. I mean, it's been playing this whole time. I'm sure you love it. On that note, for Nelson, the rest of the Lights Out League, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.